either Bonnaroo redeemed itself for me or I redeemed myself for Bonnaroo, because somehow yesterday and Saturday we made everything click the way it felt as if it should. We, you know, woke up, we organized things, we headed down to the center, and we stayed at the center from noon when we got there until 3 a.m. I saw so many shows, I met so many people, and I don't know, I just had a lot of fun, which is, I know, a pretty big 180 from yesterday morning when I was saying that, you know, potentially it wasn't worth it. And I think it just goes to show that, you know, each person that's here is sort of crafting their own experience as they go. And they could just craft an experience as like a drunken tailgater and not see a good concert the entire time. And, you know, just think the coolest thing that happened was like, oh, the hippies walking around. Or, you know, you can craft the experience of seeing like a show at every possible hour, or you can craft an experience of meeting people. And, you know, the way people use Bonnaroo for that ties into, you know, the call I made last night, which is that it's a sound city. I mean, it's a city, you know, that's built by the organizers through what rows are going to be between the cars. You should see the map. There's, you know, street names and camp names and all sorts of things. And then they populate the city with, like, almost 100,000 people. And, you know, not everybody's going to use a city in the same way. Nobody uses Philadelphia quite the manner that I do. And, you know, I think that definitely intersects with how you use Bonnaroo in an overall sense. You know, between, there's a connection between that and how you use Bonnaroo just to get around in a physical sense. So in any event, yesterday, definitely figured it out. Avoided the heat stroke, hydrated a ton. I saw a couple awesome, awesome bands that I'd never even heard of before, and closed out the night. Started the day with Grace Potter and then Nocturnals, and they were unbelievable. Like, sort of what you thought Sheryl Crow was going to be after that, you know, second album was so amazing. She just was, and she's an amazing guitarist. And then we closed, well, then somewhere in the middle there, you know, it was Radiohead, which was amazing. And then we closed out the night with the Dresden Dolls, just completely, ridiculously so good that you could hardly believe that you were in the tent watching it happen in front of you. Now it's morning, and we're actually going to get going pretty early today because we have the hope to get home and settle by Monday evening, which certainly is not going to be the case if we wait for everybody to leave. But I'll continue to update you. I guess we're packing up and heading out and seeing a little bit more of Virginia. So ultimately, I'll comment again on, you know, the value of it. But I definitely had some fun.